This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Somewhere in the fourth quarter, I think we were 16-14. At that point, you know, it was declaring a little bit more as a field position game. So just trying to stay on top of the pulse. And when that situation was coming up, Dennis Locke, our assistant up top in the booth, and myself were talking and saying, hey, this is what we talked about during the week and being aggressive. And, you know, there's just enough data with good teams, with good quarterbacks, good coaches like Andy and Patrick Mahomes that you're saying, hey, want to stay on the gas, don't want to give him another shot here. And the downside of it is the risk taking is the risk that you take of saying, hey, you could turn around, they get X amount of yards and a field goal beat you, right, to walk off the game. So that's the inherent risk, and that's the risk I had to take.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott on the fourth down call to go for the fourth and two in the win over the Chiefs. I thought about that yesterday. Like, maybe I didn't give him enough credit, but part of me not giving him credit for that was calling it an easy call for him because he doesn't get that wrong much. Right. That said, maybe I should give him more credit because I don't know, Joe, if anybody's ever done it. Offensive coach versus defensive coach. Likelihood to kick and finger quotes here, biggest finger quotes possible, trust the defense, right? Is a defensive coach more likely to trust the defense because that's what he's built on, what he's bread and butter. Like, I got a defense. I know what I can do here. I'm going to trust my defense. Four punts have turned them over once already. And instead, you know, they go for the kill shot or at least go for 2 yards, and Allen does the rest. So, you know, it wasn't that I didn't want to give McDermott any credit. It's just I didn't think that was out of the norm for him. No. I thought if they had kicked it, we would have come in here and said McDermott has given up on making the smart plays because that was a very easily identifiable smart one to go, and he did. So anyway, I was thinking about that for offensive coach versus defensive coach. Mike Tomlin kicks a field goal there and probably loses to Mahomes in a playoff game. Like, yeah. If that's a playoff game, Mike Tomlin kicks and loses and says, like, I trusted my defense. I mean, just book it.
Is it weird that the top play caller coaches of the league are the ones that are generally kind of bad at this?
Like, yeah, McVay is not very good at this.
Like, wouldn't you think McVay is the guy that's going to trust his offense to get 3 yards, but instead he's the one that's punting all the time? Meanwhile, yep. Brandon Staley came out guns a-blazing for the Chargers and was going for everything. He was a defensive coach.
Right now,
he cowered after the first year, but
Dan Campbell's very good at this.
Yeah, and he's...
He lost the game in the NFC Championship because of a fourth down that people, you know, still talk about.
And he's not someone you would just look at his whole mantra and think, like, oh, he's going to go for it guy, right? Maybe you would. Maybe, a lot of coaches are changing on this front.
No, I think you're right. We probably stereotyped Campbell into being like, oh, it's going to be all, you know, biting kneecaps.
Sure.
And instead what they do is, you know, surgically smart.
Yeah.
803-0550 on the Bills and the win over the Chiefs. You know, how you're still feeling about it today, coming down from it. You know, it's a bye week, so we'll give it a little bit more time. And that run, I've got a tweet here from Mike right before we get some calls about that being the greatest moment in the stadium's history, which is quite a comment.
The greatest moment in the stadium's history probably can't be right.
No.
No, they won an AFC Championship game 51-3.
Well, that's game, not moment. That was part of the case.
Okay.
He tweeted in saying moment, the greatest single moment.
We're talking about in-game moments or just moments in general? Because there was the fandemonium. I mean,
yeah, the comeback game.
Yeah, but the moment of tearing down the field goal post.
True. 19 beating the Dolphins finally. Like that, I feel like that's a tough one to make. But I wasn't there for it. Maybe the fans were pretty excited, obviously.
Could it be number one?
But that's not like in game, like tearing down the field goal.
Sure, but that's a moment for winning.
It's
Mike in Niagara. Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
I've been a Bills fan since about 13 years old, so I've seen through a lot of the coaches that we have had. And honestly, Sean McDermott is probably the best one. And this year, is just it tops it. I mean, you look at it, we're 9-1. We beat the Chiefs. I'm still feeling high about it. And honestly, bring on the Chiefs in the playoffs. I mean, you know what they're going down to. I mean, we got the fan base. We got everything. I think this is the year we're going all the way. I mean, I got that feeling. So I hang up and listen.
Thanks, Mike.
That feeling of this is the year they're going to beat the Chiefs, I wonder how strong that's really going to be by the time we get there, if it does come. Like, well, if they go through, like, Howard's going to pick the Bills in like an hour. What do we think? He's going to pick them to lose to the Lions, and maybe that's it? We'll see what he's got for us, but maybe has him winning the rest. If they lose to just the Lions, and they finish the season with 3 losses, and then they go to the playoffs, and they meet the Chiefs, every Bills fan is going to feel like this is the year they're going to do it. Not even the Super Bowl. Maybe that too, maybe. But this is the year that if they the week of a Chiefs playoff game, everyone's going to feel like this is the time they're going to act. They're finally going to do it. Look at all the injuries they had last year. Look how the regular season game went. Look how hot they've been down the stretch. This is the year that they're going to beat the boogeyman when they need to do it.
Well, it goes probably without saying, but I'll say it anyway. The goal is not to beat the boogeyman. The goal is to be playing after them, though. You might not have to beat them.
But nobody can see. It's like a...
And if you can beat the Chiefs and then lose, we are the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you did the thing and then lost. The Leafs couldn't get out of the first round. They did. And then they lost the next round, and everyone thought, like, this is the same life. It's not about beating the Chiefs. I mean, it might be that they're in the way, but I want to be careful.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I want to be careful. If you play them, you're probably playing them in an AFC championship game. So.
Yeah, maybe, maybe not. But, I mean, if you're the 1 and the 2, then it has to be that way, yes.
Yeah, it has to be that way.
But then, again, like...
It's just hard to see the forest through the trees when, like, they are... It's still I can't even look past them because it sounds insane for them to get past them in the first place,
right?
And because they've lost 3.
And a Super Bowl appearance would be different. That's not the Leafs going to the second round and then losing in the second round. It would be different. But again, the goal is to, of course, you know, win the whole thing. And we should probably make sure when we're talking about this team, we're talking about more than just beating that team. They're good enough to win it all, right? Aren't they? And the Lions game, boy, if they beat the Lions, I feel like that's where it's going to get nuts. If they find a way to beat Detroit in Detroit, mm-hmm. The Lions are a powerhouse. Offensively, a powerhouse. That might be the kind of game, you know, everybody thinks Chiefs-Bills are going to be shootouts every single year when they play. And they end up being about, you know, 24-20. This one's high scoring, 30-21.
Uh-huh.
Lions game could get spicy. Could be McDermott's signature moment, you know. Solved Jared Goff.
Yeah. I just think it's hard to get to thinking about the Super Bowl when they just haven't beat the Chiefs in the playoffs. Because I could sit here and tell you, yes, they are good enough to beat. I've thought before they're good enough to win the Super Bowl, but it hasn't mattered because they can't beat KC. That's it. And they could be good enough this year to win the Super Bowl. But if you can't beat KC in the playoffs, just because there's this magic dust that they sprinkle over the games when they play you in the playoffs, then what does it matter if I'm good enough to win the Super Bowl if I can't beat them? It's Baltimore. Baltimore is good enough to win the Super Bowl. If you play Pittsburgh, though, you're not getting there.
Right. Bad matchup.
Like, just there might be a bad matchup. I don't think the Chiefs, though, are a bad matchup. No. That's the thing. It's just you just haven't beat them.
Right. You don't have that. You don't have a team you can't beat. Like, if the Bills had lost every game under McDermott to the Chiefs.
And Allen was smothered by, like, yeah. Spagnuolo always. Because that's what Baltimore does to Pittsburgh. It's the quarterback numbers go down, and they haven't scored 20 points against the Steelers in like 6 years. Like that's not happening when you play the Chiefs.
If you're the Ravens, you might be thinking your team can win the Super Bowl as long as you don't meet the Steelers along the way.
Right.
Paul in Akron. Hey, Paul, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. You were talking about that play where Josh ran in the end zone on the 4th-and-2. I was at the game with my kids. It was, oh my God, it was just great just being there. Wonderful experience. But you said, like, this overdid what other play? Well, I think you guys think that way because you think of the crowd level noise. Now, Jeremy, you said you went back and you listened to this or watched this a couple times. Listen to the crowd. Don't listen to the commentators. When I went back and listened to it, because I didn't notice it being in the stadium and, you know, there were so many high fives going around after he went into the end zone, it wasn't enough to go around. But the crowd level noise went up 3 times. They got the ball. He snapped it. We were like, oh, no. You know, he tries to throw it. You know, he pulls it back. He starts to run. And then as soon as he makes the first down, everybody was like, yeah, because we knew. We were like, oh, we're not kicking a field goal. We got this. And then all of a sudden he gets through some defenders. And we're like, it goes up another level. Oh, God, he's going to go in. Oh, no, is he going to make it? He's got two more guys to beat. And then the third level is when he went in and the crowd just went crazy. It was just amazing, and I didn't even notice that being in the crowd until I went back, like you, Jeremy, and watched it a bunch of times because I couldn't watch it enough times, but it was like 3 levels. If you go back and listen to that, there's 3 levels where the crowd goes up a decimal, and then in the end zone to the final decibel. It was just, oh, my God. It was amazing. I loved it. It was awesome.
Yep.
And so are you guys. I'll let you go. I just wanted to say that because I was there. It was a great experience. I was there with my boys, and it was, oh, I couldn't even tell you. I wouldn't. Where would you rather be?
Right there, right now. Thanks, Paul.
All right, you guys have a good morning.
You too. I'm thinking about a lot of plays like that. I like how you describe it. When there are, in the same play, different levels and different moments of whatever, euphoria, whatever you want to say. I think about this happens a lot with home runs. Like a playoff game in baseball, the ball hits the bat, the crowd goes nuts because like that one's deep. And then the moment it lands in the stands, there's another roar. Or like the Minneapolis Miracle is good for this.
When he catches it.
He catches it, there's a cheer. And then, oh my God, he's loose.
Yeah.
This would have been like the Taron Johnson pick six. That's one where, imagine that one with a full stadium.
Right.
That is intercepted, the roar. Intercepted, he's bringing it out, and then, oh, he's going to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, plays like that where you get 2 to 3 different launching points of this is going to happen. And that Allen play definitely provided that. Thanks, Paul. That's a great breakdown of that. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. When we get back, it is a Bills day in history. Everyone listening might, likely, will, unfortunately, but smile now, remember, it involves your guy.
My guy?
Your guy. This day in history, coming up next.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy.
It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.